There are signs of hope 5 years after the start of Syria's civil war. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll look for these signs together as we follow what believers are doing on the front lines today. So let's start with the basics. Russian planes are heading home, yet airstrikes will continue in Syria. Experts are calling the withdrawal a political ploy, and everybody's waiting to see if the peace talks hold. Meanwhile, after 5 years of Syria's civil war, the statistics are getting harder and harder to hear. Did you know that more than half of all Syrian refugees are under the age of 18? Nearly 80% experienced a death in their immediate families. But there's good news, too. Pete Howard of Food for the Hungry says they're working with local churches to bring these kids help and hope in the name of Christ.
We are supporting these child-friendly spaces where children can learn and be children and even, in some cases, work through the trauma that they've had to deal with at far too young of an age.
FH Safe Spaces offer educational programs and recreational time. It's an effort to reclaim a lost childhood. And even as Russia withdraws from Syria, the crisis is a long way from over. Global Advance's humanitarian arm, Alpha Relief, has a partner who is helping the displaced Christians within Syria. Gabriel works with the local pastors who are trying to help over 1,000 families near their churches. He needs our help in raising funds to support the most urgent needs of these churches. This is an invitation to be part of one of the greatest rescue stories of our time. Get the full story at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's a 74-year-old ministry with a mission that's never changed, but it's as relevant as ever to a very special and critical people group. Keys for Kids started in 1942 after a young girl asked why there was nothing good for children on the radio. The Children's Bible Hour became a fixture in homes around the country, sharing the gospel with kids aged 4 to 14 years old, because that age range is the time when most people hear and respond to the gospel. Greg Yoder says today, the ministry is thriving in print, broadcast, online, and through social media.
Keys for Kids is being translated into many different languages. Mandarin, we're excited about the possibility of being able to use Keys for Kids on an audio player.
He's optimistic about the future for Keys for Kids and its use of technology to share the hope of Jesus Christ.
Which really has allowed us to accomplish a lot of interesting things. Even being able to reach into countries that you can't step foot in as a Christian.
Sometimes our decisions leave us guilt-ridden, even if we did nothing wrong. On January 19, 2011, service member Kevin Kruk and his roommate decided to eat lunch in their room, a simple decision that had life-altering consequences.
There was an incoming mortar shell that hit the dining facility, and where it hit was where we would have been sitting. And as a result, an Army specialist died instantly. He was sitting exactly where we would have been if we would have gone to chow.
The nightmares followed Kevin back to the U.S. He was spiraling into deadly depression. And that's when he reached out to Warrior Set Free, a division of Set Free Ministries.
When all else failed, I called because I couldn't deal with it on my own. Nothing I was trying was working.
If you know veterans who could use a listening ear, connect with Set Free at our website. And today's happy ending comes from Greece. Anna is a young lady who escaped the clutches of the sex trade. She's also a Christ follower and feels that God saved her from trafficking for a purpose. Anna wants to help other girls find freedom in Christ through AMG International's new Safe House ministry. A lot of prayer and funding is needed to get this project off the ground. So as you pray for Anna's healing, would you consider helping AMG open the doors of a safe house? Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Alzheimer's and dementia, family and friends of the patients, these are the extreme tests of faith. Zat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease, offering a glimpse of one family's faith walk through this valley. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.